Chapter 4 In the Blacksmith Store. Jack ran down one street and up the next. He turned left. He turned right. He ran and ran. Then he listened. He couldn't hear the sailors. He was free. But he had the chains on his hands. He saw a store and opened the doors. Then he went in very carefully. It was dark, but he could see some swords and knives. Ah, a blacksmith store, he thought. I can use one of those knives. He took one and started to cut the chains. It was hard work, and it hurt his hands. But after a minute or two, the chains fell to the floor. Suddenly, Jack heard a sound behind him. It was Will Turner.
What are you doing here? Asked Will.
He looked at Jack.
Oh, you're the pirate. People are looking for you.
He took a sword. Is that a good idea? Asked Jack. Will didn't speak. He put up his sword and looked at Jack. They fought. Jack was quick, but Will was quick too.
You can use a sword, said Jack.
He turned and ran to the door, but Will was too quick for him. He threw his sword at the door. It went over Jack's head. Jack tried to pull it out, but he couldn't. And now he couldn't open the door. He turned to Will and smiled.
That was good, he said.
He looked at the other door to the store.
But you're between me and that door, and now you have no sword.
Will took another sword, and they fought again.
Do you make these swords? Jack asked.
Yes, and I use them for 3 hours a day after work, too, Will answered. Why don't you find a girl? It's more exciting, Jack said.
He took out a gun.
Now, move away from the door, he said.
Behind Jack, Will saw his boss, Mr. Brown. In Mr. Brown's hand, there was a bottle. Slowly, the blacksmith moved his arm up, and then he hit Jack on the head, hard. Jack fell to the ground. Norrington arrived with his sailors. He looked down at Jack.
Good work, Mr. Brown. Remember this day. On this day, Captain Jack Sparrow almost got away.
Mr. Brown looked at the glass on the ground.
He broke my bottle, he said.